You wake up the following morning, well rested for once, and you feel the battle scars around your body, especially Shirk and Kree. But you wake up and you gather in the main hall where, surprisingly, up to almost 50 people sits and eats breakfast with this weird machine shopping out bread one piece by one piece. And you see almost everyone collectively sitting in both silence and confusion. But you grab either bread and some water, or maybe you want to eat rations.
So the option is the cancer bread or rations. I'm going with the ration.
Okay, go for it.
I'll have cancer bread, please.
I'll have cancer bread with a side of prestidigitation. So it tastes yummy.
All right.
Mood. Yeah, no, my trust in this weirdo has not diminished. I also eat bread.
Go for it. And you sit down. After a while, Jessica comes up to you all, and she sits down next to you, and I'm so sorry about yesterday. I'm so grateful for what you have done for us and for the resistance, for the cause, and for Parthena. It's safe to say that you're responsible for everyone in this room still breathing. We got some reports last night. We're sending scouts up to the surface and just to see what's going on. And from what I heard, almost the entire city is burned down.
Whoops. That means we're also responsible for that, doesn't it?
What we have heard from the scouts are that most of the civilians managed to escape. But yes, there always has faced losses. And this has been a night of blood.
Whoops.
Where did the main shanters go?
They've been scattered, and some have been seen just taking the horses, rushing north towards what we only can assume.
Horses! Talon! Jessica, tell me, did you see my horse? When you got the horses yesterday, did you see my horse?
Sorry, no. But presumably they have fled towards the quarry. That's the only reasonable assumption I can make.
About that, I looked on the body of a mage hunter that was slain, and I found this. Take up the parchment and I put it on the table for everyone to read.
Havano? This is huge. The Council of Seven is pursuing the death of innocent people? It's too much to take in. The Council of Seven is involved in everything. And if Fabio Tavano's influence is over the mage hunters in this major way, it's just too much. I wish Vito was here. I really do. I don't know.
We can try and find him.
Yeah, I promise you. I'll go up again and try and find him.
Also, from this and my studies, I've come to kind of a horrible conclusion regarding what is happening with the petrification of the people. It would seem that Fabio Tavano, and by extension the mage hunters, are using the petrified remains of the people to summon an ancient earth elemental, presumably to grab a hold of power in Parthena by force. And this earth elemental would be immensely powerful, and I don't think anything in Parthena could stop it, especially now that arcane knowledge has been squashed.
I'm gonna make a quick roll for...
While I do that, Kree, all this goes right above his head. It's like all these major politic things. He's just like, what?
You're speaking of the Titan Baho?
I think so, yeah.
No.
I think that's why they've been taking the remains to the quarry, to use it as a sort of summoning circle.
Oh. Oh dear. Can't do this. I really can't. This is too much. Where is Vito?
You can do it, Jessica. You can do it. I know you can.
I'm just the advisor. I'm not a leader.
You'll have to step up now. You can do it.
She looks to you, Tempe. With almost fear in her eyes. Been a sister for a long time. What will you have me do? Should I be a... this leader?
Yeah, you would do great. You've been doing it for years. You've been taking all the decisions, and everyone loves you. You're suited for this. You're perfect for this. And we'll try to find Vito, but you will do perfect while we're away.
I don't know. Possibly my fault. The entirety of this city burned down.
We're all part in
What are
this.
You talking about?
No, it was our idea.
Hey, it's our plan.
And also, it's more of the Mage Hunter's fault than anyone else.
She takes a deep breath and try to collectively just gather her thoughts. Just focusing for a second or two in silence. She continues. Okay, I'll do this. We'll start by evacuating the injured. We'll try to go. If it's Tavano, it probably has a big influence to the east. We should probably head down to Saskar.
Or we could head north, Penrook Plateau. The Mage Hunters aren't strong there.
It's possibly even a greater plan. Oh, how am I going to do this?
You're going to make it.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Penrock Plateau. That's a good one. So we'll take the injured to Penrock and take it from there. Yes.
And
what are your plans?
Were the Mage Hunters all gone? You said the town is empty.
They've been scattered. Some fled east. Some fled north towards the quarry.
I think I need to go up and do some tracking.
If they fled north towards the quarry, we could perhaps kill two proverbial birds with one stone and look for Vito and investigate this possible summoning situation.
It's a good thing. If they've taken Vito, it's either towards the quarry... or maybe towards the east, if Tavano gets hold, and this is true, this is bad. But it's probably a good bet to look in the quarry. That sounds like a good plan.
Ranso,
let's do this.
And did they go by horse? The horses! How could I forget? Talon! Talon, my horse, Jessica. Did you see him yesterday?
I have no clue. all the horses were scattered as well. Some of them took by horse and some of them took by foot. I can't say for sure.
We will look for him as well.
A horse. Talon.
Yes.
Potentially dead civilians. My horse!
Priorities.
Indeed.
Again.
So you take the better part of an hour to get your things sorted out, packing. Jessica starts rallying everyone to gather up the most important things.
I tell Jessica that we will get Vito to her in Penrook Plateau if we find him. Otherwise, we will meet her up with her there and give her what information we have.
Okay. And after an hour or so, you see small groups starting to 3x3, 4x4, leaving in very, very small squads. And
I want to go see Kirali before we leave.
Yeah.
Go to her side and I say, Kirali, I'm so sorry, but I have to leave now, but the town is safe. You're safe with these people.
The town is safe.
Okay. Maybe.
The town is burned down. People died. It's safe.
It's like torching your house when you find a spider.
It's safe to go up there. I didn't mean all is well. I said it's safe to go up there.
Because everyone's dead.
She looks to you and with a smile says, yes, I've had it. It's been cleared by the mage, the mage hunters.
Big things are going on, Kirali.
If I understand correctly, they will go to Penrock Plateau. I think I can find my way home to the tribe from there.
Go up there. Bring this with you. And I give her the broken tusk. If you pass by the Dagger Snow tribe, show them this and tell them you're my friend. And they will let you pass.
She looks to it and with a smile looks up on you again. Erwa, you are a peculiar one. But thank you.
Consider. Well, you're not very normal yourself.
He's a goddamn bird person.
I take her hand and I say, you need to tell the Arakokra about what's going on down here. They need to be warned that the mage hunters are planning big stuff. I have no idea what they're planning. I don't understand half what the other guys are saying about the major scheme of things, but big stuff is happening.
Hopefully, if what you say are true, we can unite the mountain forces and engage.
Unite us. In the war. Unite the clans.
Achievement unlocked. Gathering the allies.
I'm just thinking Klingon and uniting the families.
We will meet again, Kirali. I'll come back.
You feel the wings of her ginormous wings just embracing you in a warm hug. And she looks to you. Hey, Erwa, don't die on me yet.
I won't. And don't forget what I taught you now on your way home.
No. I won't. Thank you.
You'll do all right. Then I leave.
So, 4x4, the squad is leaving. And after like 30 minutes, you see, or you rather hear,
I'm not leaving! All my things! My precious things!
And you hear Jessica. Oh, Aaron, we need to get out of here. We need to do something. We need to get on the... You can come back. You have to take what's necessary.
But everything is necessary! You don't understand!
And this argument goes on for 2 minutes or so and until... You see Theron Adamas, the elven, very elderly self, coming out with 3 very, very large bags. rolled on some sort of devices that is rolling by themselves. And, okay, little fellas. As he looks towards the heavy bags and just, no, come on, come on. And you see the bags rolling out by themselves into the main hall. And he goes up to you, Tempe. Young fella, good luck on your journey. Hopefully we'll meet again soon.
Yeah, we will do. Same to you. Take care of yourself, please.
Always do. And he leans in for a whisper. It's not... Everyone can roll a perception check. You're standing right by me. He's trying to whisper. It's not going to be hard, DC.
Regardless, my solid 3 fails, I think.
6.
12.
Okay, so Kree, you're the only one that hears this. But he's leaning in and he looks to Kree and says,
don't let your eyes on that one. Seems like a fine gentleman, yes? Oh, you need a fine gentleman to take care of you, yes?
Well, and I hug him.
I don't need no man!
I don't want no scrub.
He looks confused. Okay, yes. And he pats his robes and put on some goggles.
Adventure time! It's been a long time.
And then he starts walking as the bag follows him.
Dude's whacked, yo.
And yeah.
It took every ounce of restraint in my body not to sing the entirety of the theme song to Adventure Time there when you said that.
You and me both.
And with everyone slowly but surely exiting the main hall, Jessica and the last couple of individuals standing there, and she walks up to you and walks up to you, Tempe. If you find him, please send him our way.
Of course. I'll find him.
And she looks to you, Kree. You have made a strong impact, and you're full-fleshed out member of the Resistance. As are both of you. She looks to Toby and Shirk. I hope every one of you understand our cause and see the truth for what the Mage Hunters really are. No offense, Toby.
Yeah, no, none taken.
They're still good in you, and I'm glad we stumbled over you.
Didn't go so well last time. I was part of an organization, so I hope it goes better this time.
Yeah. Buy the ticket, take the ride, I guess.
You can continue as a free consultant if you want to.
A hefty fee.
Rebrainwashing.
And if I were you, and if it is true that the entirety of the city has actually burnt down, a quick tip. Go by the spell counter and see if you can salvage any goods.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We'll need it.
Loot.
Fuck it, hey.
As she nods to you all and she hugs you, Tempe, and just whispers, good luck.
You too.
And she leaves with the last squad. And you're left standing alone in the hall of the Resistance in Dharawi.
So Kinda Group's first major quest ended in a burnt village.
Well, that's traditional.
Is that something that often happens in podcasts?
Well, in Dungeons and Dragons D&D groups.
As is tradition.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I say let's head for the spellcasters right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all good to go, right?
No, I just need to grab a few things. I'll just be a few minutes.
And I run into my room and I grab, I have maybe a picture of my adoptive parents and
Rex and Badger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some knickknacks and just run out again and join up with others.
And you do. And you're taking the sewers and heading up towards the main entrance of the Lasses of the Fae. You come up to this brothel and it's completely Nash. It's all just burnt wood. And everything around you is just ash and dust.
To ask kind of a classic D&D question, do I see anything of value?
You can roll an investigation check. As you do that.
Oh my god.
Is that?
Yeah, that's a nat 20, 24. Again? It's making up for...
Yeah. You found the madam's big diamond necklace.
No, it's making up for what it did to me earlier today.
You trust in the dice and the dice.
What you do is you take a quick look and a glance. Much of what probably would have been worth a lot in a pristine state, it's just burnt now. But you go behind the bar... And you find three bottles of a very, very weird liquid. It's a liquid that is put in a glass box, but the glass itself has been shattered with a lock on it. And the bottles is a orange liquid emitting orange light. When you turn it upside down, it's weirdly becoming blue. And...
explodes.
In your hand. And now you're blue.
Ooh!
I blew myself.
You see a... you would know this. Or you can actually roll me a nature check. No, this... yeah, nature or history check.
Me?
Yeah.
History, I think, would be better. Shit, I have 7. I've read a lot of books.
The dice giveth,
and the die take it away. That's a not 1, so an 8.
Yeah, you have no
idea. You only deal in extremes.
I've read some books.
You have no idea what this is.
Yeah, but they look expensive, so I take them.
They look very expensive. While Toby is off just scavenge in the backside of the bar. Cree, you notice the entrance to this brothel. And you notice the ash just spreads out on the entirety of the ground outside. What you also notice is the snow that has been building up over the night.
Uh-oh.
And you feel this sadness when you realize that this entire town maybe lost every historical moment. And with the snow that is falling down, the rest of you notice as Kree's hair turn white. His skin becomes pale. As the winter season has come to the start, you enter the mode of winter.
We need to go. We need to go now.
And having said that, Kree goes straight for the spellcasters, not even waiting for the others. He just goes there.
The spell counter,
you mean? The spell counter, sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah, the spell counter. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like sad Kree. Sad Kree is depressing.
Depressing.
Guys, I don't want to talk anymore.
So you're making your way. The entirety of Darawi has been burnt down.
Yeah, I follow Eeyore.
Yeah, I think
does this happen while he finds the bottles? Because I'm not even waiting. I'm gonna
get
there first.
Yeah, this has happened. It takes you about a minute. Just get into the change and the transition from autumn to winter.
Va bene.
And you can move in the same at the same time, and you're making your way through Darawi and through the southern part of Darawi, and all the houses are burned.
I think you have to deal with sad Cree, but also sad Tempi, because this has been my home for many years, and these are my friends. And I don't change hair color, but I'm also quite mopey.
If you could, you would.
Yes.
And Toby has some sort of a determination he's never had before, knowing that suddenly his former boss is up to some kind of global level shenanigans. He's very determined to find what is happening and to stop it. So kind of clenched jaw, just walking.
And you do. Or takes you about 5-10 minutes until you get to the spell counter, and the entrance is just, you see wood has just piled down, and it's trashed, to be honest. And taking a slow and precaution when you go in, and you start looking around, a lot of scrolls just burned to pieces. A lot of books just totally evaporated and dematerialized.
Yeah, I don't do books, so...
Yeah.
Boo fucking who?
With that said...
That was out of character.
Yeah.
With that said, I won't invite everyone to make... since this is a pit stop you're all making... I want everyone to make an investigation.
Is there any way you'd let me roll perception instead of investigation? Then it's -2 instead of +5. Darn dang it.
Since you're searching, this is... Okay.
12.
12?
19.
That's a 2 for Cree.
23. I'm crushing it today. Sometimes, and other times,
except when it is crushing you.
Indeed,
okay. Let's start
it's all or nothing
from lowest to highest. Then, Cree, you're walking around, and although this is a magical shop, you get the feeling that some people might or may not hand in items for enchantment, and you find a small little tilted weapon rack where different weapons are standing.
Are there any rapiers there? Because these guys with rapiers yesterday, they'd fucking ripped Cree to pieces. So he's been thinking about maybe the spear thing would be good for throwing, but for close combat, maybe he would like to like look for a rapier or something.
Yeah, let me just have a quick roll. Yeah, sure. You find a rapier. And
With my 4, with my 2, I guess it's not a magical rapier.
Sorry. No, but you find a rapier.
Well,
definitely.
That's fine by me.
Yeah. Who had the second highest? It was 12, right?
Yeah, 12, yeah.
All right. With a 12, you're actually finding a small glass vial with a fiery red, almost shifting into orange liquid in it. And you really don't know what kind of enchantment it has or what it does, but it's a potion of some sort.
All right. Add that to my inventory right there.
Potion.
That looks awesome.
That's very not specific.
Potion. Dot.
Yeah.
And it was 19 for Tempi, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Not what you want to hear from your DM.
No.
Oh no.
Or is it?
A mimic. I find a mimic and it eats me.
Yes.
Takes your good arm.
Or a leg.
Ah.
You can kick people.
It'll go full strength. Eduardo Elric.
Nope.
All right.
Oh,
okay. So in 19, you found a small box. It's a wooden box. It's 6 inches wide 12 inches long and 6 inches deep. It's really small. And yeah, you can open it.
I open it very carefully.
Or will it open you?
And when you open it, you just see a flat surface. But you know a lot.
I put a hole in it.
No, no. You know a lot about.
I've heard this one before.
You know a lot about wondrous items and being an artificer.
Yeah.
So I will have you roll just a straight intelligence check. You can 14. Use Arcana if you want to, if that's better.
So much better at Arcana. It's 10 plus 9.
All right. Plus 9 in Arcana?
Oh, yeah. I think it's 9 because I got double proficiency bonus. So yeah. I got plus 6 from that. And then
I have expertise. Yeah, cool.
Although it's even more. It's, well, lots.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. You know this this type of enchantment is used for... You usually have command words to do stuff. And you can try to figure this out just spending some time with it.
I say random words to it. Like, open, close, eat, procure. Nothing happens, but I do that while you search.
Yeah.
Smugly
waiting. Frederick is looking so cocky right now.
Smugly waiting for a quite fantastic item. With a 23.
All right.
Were those several dice I heard being rolled?
I'm hoping for a book of some sort. But they're probably flammable. They're probably flammable. So I'm not gonna count on it.
Okay. You go behind the counter and you find something that catches your eye. First of all, you find a very beautifully silver chain. To the best of your knowledge, being in half-elf, you recognize some of the symbols and the markings in the chain. And this is an elven chain. And you take a quick glance to the left, and you see a book.
Love books.
And this book is describing a lot of different techniques. It's usually a book for some profession called an Eldritch Knight. But you understand that you could probably convert the information in this book, if you took the time, to become even deadlier in close combat.
I will fuck bitches up.
Yes. And basically, this unlocks your Mage Hunter quest.
Ah!
So, the level 5 Mage Hunter quest of taking 40 hours in 6 days. Of downtown or downtime activity, just practicing.
Not downtown activity.
No, downtime activity. Practicing, and you get to unlock the extra attack.
I'm looking very much forward to doing that. I'm going to need some downtime, though, and I don't see that in the immediate future. But.
And one good thing to note here is that you have one shot, one opportunity to do this. And if you fail, if you start the training, the quest is failed. If you don't complete it at the same, within the time you have.
Are there any consequences? Would I say vomit up my mom's spaghetti if I fail? Or
Yeah, constantly.
I'm just going to keep doing it. but cool. Do I get any sense? I'm very much looking forward to studying this book. Love books, guys. Very, very, very on brand.
That's the first time I heard you say that.
The silver chain.
Yeah.
Do I get any, like,
You would probably have to
sense.
Yeah, there is a magical aura, and you will probably have to take some time with it as well.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. I'm very happy.
And yeah, that's what you find. And after that, you can start making your way to the quarry if you want to, or if there's something else you want to do.
We could always just, we're passing by the area anyway, check where I last checked for Vito just to be sure I didn't miss anything and is hiding close by in the chaos. Just to make sure.
Like, do we get the sign? Do we get the sense that the town is completely emptied?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
There is just dead silence over the entirety of the city.
We could perhaps try and track some horses that might have fled.
Yeah.
And try and catch them.
Yeah.
Going to the quarry on horseback would go faster than on foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so you're taking a quick stop at the spot where Jessica led you yesterday, and you sit down and look around. Who wants to look for tracks?
Is there anyone better at survival than me?
I can do it.
I assume everyone would like look around.
Yeah.
So you're going to say, like, everyone is better than survival.
So I get advantage. Also true. You and Tempe sit down, and Cree takes the point.
That is 21.
21. You actually see drag marks from a body that would probably fit the same size as Sagar.
Dragging towards
the north, towards the stables.
See some tracks here. I think Vito, you said he was lying here.
Jessica saw him here. Yeah, she's...
because a body was dragged here. You see the markings here on the gravel and on the dirt. You see it here. The body has been dragged here.
Yeah.
North towards the stables.
Yeah. Hope it's not a body. But yeah.
I hope it's a body, but I hope it's a living body.
Mm. Yes, also that.
A small difference between a body and a corpse.
Yeah.
Or the body and a body.
Yeah.
What was a buddy?
They dragged a buddy.
A buddy body.
I said, take care of him, not take care of him.
I go towards the inn.
You go towards the inn?
All right.
Yeah.
And when you...
Follow the tracks.
Follow the tracks. They're actually passing the inn towards the stables. But quick glance at the inn. It's just shattered. The entirety of the facade is just exploded. And there's stones and wood everywhere. And you look towards the stables. And the stables, actually, there's no horses. Everything's just burned to the ground.
No dead horses either?
No.
That's good.
And most of them seem to have fled.
Okay, so do I recognize the tracks from Talon? From other horses' tracks?
Make a survival check. This is going to be a really hard DC, but you can certainly try.
Search for Talon, just...
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a 13.
Unfortunately, there's just too much going on with all the tracks, all the hooves. Everything is just too much, and it's very hard to identify Talon's specific hooves.
Did we know... Was it straight due north that the quarry lay?
It was... In the northeastern part from Parthena. So it's not following the road up to Penrock, but it's...
Northeastern part of Parthena?
Sorry, northeastern part of Darawi.
Oh, okay. I was like, ooh, that's far!
Yeah, but it's towards the mountains, but it's much further south than the Penrock. Actual...
Yeah. Okay, I got it. So I'm going to start search for tracks for like a main force. And see if I see any tracks in any other directions. And favored enemy, so I get advantage.
You get double advantage if we help?
No such thing, unfortunately. The first roll was really bad. The second one was slightly better. 15.
15? You can definitely see tracks heading more eastern than north. diverting from the road at this part. And they're just going straight across the hills towards the mountainside of Telonia Rocks.
That's the main force. Were there any diverging horse tracks from, like...
That is where most of the hooves are going. Yeah. Most of the human tracks are going north.
Yeah. That would be the refugees, maybe. Maybe.
And
they should be newer as well.
Yeah. Mm. And you sit down. You guys want to start heading?
Yeah, just... There are no horses around, so just let's just trek, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, do we have a plan? When we get there, if there's all of the mage hunters and a giant elemental thingy, what's...
I think this is more of an information gathering mission, and then if we're out of our depth, like, inform Jessica and then try to gather some forces to shank some assholes.
Yeah.
Straight in the face.
They'll know what we look like. Many of them will know what we look like, every one of us. It will be very hard to get close and get any kind of information.
I do have polymorph, so if we approach at night, I can scout camp. If there is one.
You're also, you have your owl thing. Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Aye. And if we find a bird on the way, I can talk to it. See through its eyes.
Is that a thing you can do?
Aye.
That's very useful.
Aye, it is. And
kind of spooky.
Pretty cool.
What happens with you when you look through the eyes of the bird? Where do you go? What happens?
I can follow you if you take my hand and lead me.
Okay.
But I can't act on anything. I can't see with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And I can only do it for like an hour.
That is very cool.
But it takes a while. It's a ritual, so it's going to take a while.
Okay. That's a good idea, I think. For a scouting mission, that's great. You're going to see us really well through all this snow. But maybe they're not looking for us coming from the south.
Yeah, and we're such a small like group, I think, if we approach by night, we'd be able to gather some information, given that we have apparently two people that can either become or look through the eyes of birds.
Yeah.
I feel incredibly inept at the moment. I have no animal-based powers.
So you journey and start your journey towards the hillside, back towards Telonia Rocks and towards this presumable quarry.
I kind of, during the walk, look at the chain and try to read the markings or understand what's happening with the chain, since it's kind of magical and I'm interested in the arcane.
The arcane. You can roll me either an arcana or... history.
It would be the same. I'm proficient in both. Mm-hmm. Super well read, guys. I don't know if that's character trait has come through, but
no.
I read a lot of books.
Well, reading and crying got you there.
You'll never let that go, will you? Yeah, that's 13.
13. You do know quite a lot of the history of the elves and how they're very, very skilled at making light and effective pieces of armor. This is actually something, it looks like the start of an elven chain shirt. But it's not really complete yet.
If it's a
chain? It's
like... No. It's a chain, but it has multiple layers.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like probably like the top or the chest part or maybe the bottom part of a chain shirt.
I thought it was like a necklace. Like
no. Okay. But it's not complete. It seemed that maybe half of it or probably like 4/5 of it probably got lost in the explosion or the destruction of this shop. But you figure that you probably could use it as some sort of like brazers or maybe like a very heavy necklace.
And meta-wise,
yeah.
Do I understand like what the magical properties are and what they would do?
It will basically give you plus one bonus to AC, and you don't have to be proficient in medium armor. You can use it anyway.
Mm. I've recently gone from quite squishy to not as squishy in like one fell swoop. I'm very excited about this whole prospect. Nice. I put it on.
All right. Do you put them on as bracers or?
I think a fashionable necklace.
All right. So it's almost like five rows of this chain.
Yeah.
That is taking up from shoulder to shoulder, basically.
Would look pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. And you're making your way and tracking. Putting up camp when the night starts setting. So you notice it's going to be a couple of days. And I would like to have watches for the first watch. And the first night.
We had a system, didn't we, when we all took turns. So like I took half the night and you guys...
Split the rest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So Kree, start by rolling.
Perception.
Yep.
16.
There's quite a quiet night, and you don't see a lot in the first part of your watch. Continue now, and the hours pass. And it's a quiet 4 hours for you. And you decide to go and wake up Tempe.
Tempe, it's your watch. All is well. All is safe.
He's so sad. Yeah. He's so sad.
And you tuck in, Kree, and... Go out.
He's tucking me in.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Perception?
Yes, sleep please. Sleep tight.
No, that is a plus 3, so 10.
10? It's still a quiet watch, but there's a lot of thoughts going through your head about Darawi, about the resistance, about Vito, Jessica.
I think it's Tempe's turn to be crying like a little boy.
Yeah.
as quiet as I can.
Don't tell Andreas. He will viciously mock you forever and ever.
So, spending your watch thinking everything through, crying like a 4-year-old Toby...
not that bad, because that's loud. I'm not scream crying.
I don't like that this is an expression, apparently.
Oh, it's Kana now.
it's well.
And after a while, you decide to go and wake Toby up.
Yep. Toby.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay.
Quiet so far.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
You go up, start reliving fire and stay up and taking the part of your watch I will have you roll a perception.
Here comes either not one or not two. I told you so!
Called it.
At least I'm predictable. Yep. That was a nat one.
It's like blackjack, either red or black.
So no,
you just flip a coin instead.
So with modifiers, that's a one.
So your watch, you're starting by relighting the fire. And just, for a moment, you're just starting to think about when you first got to the Mage Hunters. The first time you met Brian. Flash forward to the fact that you were looting Brian's body. Everything hits you. What's going on? Are you part of something again? This, for real this time? Are you doing something good? But you have your friends. And these thoughts just keeps echoing in your head. Until all of a sudden, you feel a blade. Right. In your neck. The only thing you hear is shh.
Hello there, and thank you so much for listening to Dungeons & Dice Appointments, a fantasy narrative in the world of Cymeria created by me, Agnes Rupo, and set in the rules of D&D 5th edition by Wizards of the Coast. The music and editing is made by Marcus Linder, Andreas Lindstrom, and Agnes Rupo, with additional music and sound effects that is provided by freesfx.co.uk. To help us continue this narrative, we would really appreciate if you gave us a good review on iTunes and any other podcast player you're using. And with that said, I think everything is gotten down. So until next time, have a safe one.